chickens.
You're the lifter. You're the lifter. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We give him honor today. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord. Glory. You're the lifter. Yes. Glory, 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 glory. That was "You're the Lifter of My Head." My God, that was Tamla Mann singing. Of course, she is phenomenal. Ooh, she always makes me cry. She's so anointed. And that is from one of my favorite verses in the Bible. One of my favorite verses when David is talking to God in one of the hardest moments in his life, when everything is up against him. He says, "But you, our Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head." And I know there are some people listening today that are going through things, that have their own challenges that life brings us, but I am here to tell you that he is the lifter of your head in your hardest times in life. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Living Word Sunday Morning Change Experience. I am Minister Sierra Brown, and I'm here today to bring the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, I want to say good morning to the founder and apostle of this house, my father, David Brown. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning to our First Lady, the beautiful, wonderful Dawn Brown. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to our first assistant pastor, Pastor Clayton Roy Jr., who just had a birthday. Happy birthday, man of God, Pastor Clayton Roy Jr. Everyone say happy birthday. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to my co-laborer here in ministry, my brother, Minister Justin Brown. I love you, baby brother. And of course, we have to say thank you to April J and WPB Media Networks. Thank you for everything that you do. Our program goes through seamlessly, all the graphics, everything, guys. This is WPB Media Networks and Miss April J. So thank you so much for all that you do. And of course, I want to say good morning to my Living Word family. I love you all so much. I always go back and read the messages. I always try to interact with you guys here on this platform. I don't get to see some of you in person as much as I would like. So I love seeing you here on Sundays. I love you so much. And of course, thank you to all of those listening across all of our platforms. We are now available on Spotify and Apple. Isn't that amazing? So you can listen to us anywhere and everywhere. We are also, of course, available on our platform here on Facebook, on YouTube, and on WP Media Network. So you can watch us all across the globe at any time. Go back, watch the replays, invite your friends, invite your family. We would love to have you here. We are here every Sunday at 11:30. Well, God bless you again. I am Minister Sierra Brown. I don't plan to be before you long, but I'm praying this is a message in season. This month, the month of April, we are focusing on unlikely heroes. We are focusing on people who were kind of counted out, never thought that God could do such amazing things in their life. So we are speaking of unlikely heroes this month. So stay tuned the rest of this month. Go back and watch Apostle David. He spoke on unlikely heroes last week. Phenomenal word. He used Sarah being barren and she didn't have children too late in age, 80s. And so it's just the things that God can do in an unlikely situation with an unlikely person. That's what we're talking about this month, unlikely heroes. I want to pray right after we get into this word. We are going to ask you to stay. We want you to give into our ministry. So stay this whole entire time. Stay with us. We won't be here long, but it's going to be a good word in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for every single individual listening right now. Thank you for every heart. Thank you for every mind. I thank you for every family that they're connected to, every friend, anybody that they are connected to, that they are able to speak to, see, touch. Lord, let this word come through to them. We need you more than ever before in our homes, in our minds, in our emotions, in our choices. God, we need you. We don't want to just have a relationship with you. We need your guidance. We need your strength. We need your peace. We need your joy. We need your love. So God, I ask that you send your Holy Spirit right now into every home, into everyone listening, that they feel the Holy Spirit and that this word is coming directly from you. In the name of Jesus, I speak comfort. I speak peace. Open up the ears and the minds and the hearts of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are speaking of unlikely heroes this month, and I'm going to be speaking about David. David, of course, many of us know his story and how he is such an unlikely hero. And when God was showing me this word, he kept bringing me to Batman. But before I get into that, I want to speak to you about what was said about David. What was said about David. We're going to be reading 1 Samuel. We're going to be reading 1 Samuel. And that is going to be chapter 16. Chapter 16. And we're going to verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 8. And it says this: Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then said, "Shammah pass by." Then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." My God, this is about David, to give you the backstory of what we just read. So Samuel is a prophet, and the Lord spoke to prophet Samuel and said, "There is a king in the house of Jesse." So Samuel goes to Jesse's house, and we are at the part where Jesse is showing the prophet all of his sons. And all of his sons are big and strong that he's showing the prophet. But the prophet keeps passing over them and saying, no, not this one. No, it's not him. No, that's not the one the Lord has anointed. Until he says, do you have another son, my God? And he said, well, there's the youngest. And they bring in David, who's the youngest. And he was not looked at first. He wasn't even thought about. My God, he wasn't even thought about when it came to this position of being next kin. He wasn't even thought about. He was out in the field. His father didn't even bring him in at first because he didn't even think he would be suited for a position like that. He brought in all the other sons that seemed bigger, stronger, more fitted for that position. But when God has something for you and appointed something on your life, nobody, even your own father, can take that from you. When God has a destiny for your life, your own father can't shift from that destiny. Your own father can't even say, well, he's not good enough. Your own mother can't say you're not good enough. When God has something for your life and a purpose, God has something appointed for your life and a purpose, nobody can shut that door. So he said, where's the other one? And they waited for David. They wouldn't even sit down and eat until he came. My God, we are talking about unlikely heroes. As we know, David became an unlikely hero, wasn't even thought about to be king. They didn't even think he was suitable for it. But as we know, David eventually became king. My God. God was showing me an unlikely hero. And he kept bringing me to Batman, like I had brought up before. I don't know why he keep showing me Batman. I know he's a superhero, but all I know is the Batman I see in movies. I'm a huge movie buff. And I love all the Batman films. And he showed me Batman. I was like, well, how does this coincide to an unlikely hero? My God. And he brought me to Batman's origin story. My goodness. See, Batman, yes, he was born into a wealthy family. But when he was young, a child, both of his parents were murdered, both of them. And he became an orphan. And then he was adopted by the family butler. And I said, wow, I didn't even think about that. As we know Batman as the hero. We know Batman as someone who has overcome so many different villains, but we forget he was once an orphan. He was once a child whose parents who were murdered and in such a dark place in life, which is part of the origin why he is Batman and he's the dark Batman. Everything is so dark because his past was so dark. But he became a hero later in life. See, I'm sure when he was in the orphanage, he was counted out. He was a child that didn't have any family around to even go to. He was made an orphan as a child. Both of his parents taken from him. Everything that would make somebody lose their mind, become depressed, become hurt and bitter, and not want to move forward in life. What a hard way to start life out. The circumstances would be unlikely that he would grow up to be a hero. If anything, he had all of the things to become someone that would maybe start drinking, maybe start doing drugs, maybe start a long life of hardship because of how it started out so badly. It was so unlikely to see a child in the orphanage one day become a hero. But as we know, one day he was and is the Batman, and he has overcome so many villains. And God was showing me what happens when a child is in an orphanage. In an orphanage, children are what? They are waiting for someone to come and for them to be seen. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. You are waiting for someone to come and tell you, I see you. That's what children are in an orphanage waiting to be adopted, for a family to come and say, I see you. I see you. And I want to make life better for you. And I want to show you what can be in your life and what God can do in your life. They are waiting to be seen. See, David was in the fields and he was working in the fields with the sheep. And he was not yet appointed king. He was just the youngest son. The other sons were the warriors. They were the big, taller ones, the ones that looked stronger, the ones that were more considerable for a role like that. But when God has something for your life, God says, I see you. Even when you're in that job, even when you're in that hard situation, I see you. And I know that I have a plan for your life. As the word says, I know the plans I have for you, thus saith the Lord. See, David was a hero even when he was tending the sheep. See, David was a hero even when his father didn't think that he was right for the role. See, David was a hero even when they said, just bring us the food for the warriors. We don't need you to fight. You're too young. You're not strong enough. You're not good enough. He was still king. He was still a hero, even in that situation. And just like Batman, even though he was an orphan, even though he lost his parents, God said, when God has something for your life, there's nothing that can stop it. And as we know, he became a hero with those unlikely circumstances, became an unlikely hero. So the first thing is, God sees you. God sees you. One is, God sees you, even in the circumstances that you've been in, and the hard hands that some people have been dealt. Some people who have been dealt with parents who were strung out on drugs, people who have been dealt with being born with certain diseases or deformities, even being dealt with certain hardships from the beginning. Someone hurt you when you were a child. Someone touched you the wrong way when you were younger. Somebody spoke the wrong words in your life when you were younger. But God said, I know the plans I have for you. And inside of you is a hero. See, when God says, I made you more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that means on the inside of me, once I said, Jesus, I accept you into my heart as Lord and Savior, I accepted a winner. I accepted a hero. I accepted someone who overcame the grave. I accepted someone who took back the keys from Satan. And I'm trying to tell you today, there's an unlikely hero in your household. I'm speaking to some unlikely heroes today that have been overlooked, that have been through some hardships, and they say, I'm here to tell you, said God is saying, I see you. You are seen, and I have an expected end for you. One, you are seen. An unlikely hero is still seen even when others don't see it. Number two, see, Batman, when I'm thinking about life and I'm thinking about Batman, it coincides about you overcome so many different things in life. We have so many things that happen to us in our lives. We have these highs and lows. We have these great, enjoyable, wonderful, joyous, peaceful times in our lives. You travel to some amazing places. You've married somebody wonderful. You have great kids. You may have a good job. And then something can happen. Somebody in your life passes away. You may lose a job. That business didn't go the way you had wished. You are fighting something for your health mentally and physically. There's these ups and downs, these ebbs and flows in life. It's never just, man, I got saved and now life is great. That is not it. That's not how life works. But what I'm here to tell you, that even when life gets tough, even when life gets hard, even those times, like myself, I've had depression. I've had, when I was younger, suicidal thoughts. I've had times where I didn't feel like I was good enough. I would look in the mirror and didn't think I was pretty enough. I would think so low of myself. And I would question, man, God, who am I? What do you want to do with my life? Why has things become so hard? I had my heart broken. I've had my finances hit. I've been through some things. But what God continues to show me is, just like Batman. Batman, he has the Joker, defeats the Joker. Then next, Poison Ivy comes along, defeats Poison Ivy. Then next, Two-Face comes along. He defeats Two-Face. It's a battle after a battle. Then next, he has Bane. Bane, who breaks his back. Bane was something serious. And still, he overcomes it. See, the strength doesn't come from not being tested. The strength doesn't come from saying life is so easy for me and I've just had it so good and things are just so great. I don't deal with anything. No, the strength comes from no matter what the devil throws at me, no matter what the enemy tries to throw at me, I am a conqueror. I am triumphant. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's a winner. That's a hero. A hero is someone who overcomes hard circumstances. And the great thing about a hero is it's not only just about you. When you overcome depression, when you overcome financial setbacks, when you overcome issues that the enemy tries to throw at you, tries to mess with your mind, tries to make you think it's never going to happen, the enemy will try to confuse you and say, God, I know you said these things about my life, but I don't see it. But God will say, but remember the time I delivered you from that, and remember the time I got you out of that, and remember the time I gave you comfort and peace in the midst of that. I'm going to do it again, because what it's been said from the beginning, that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. That's a hero. A hero, somebody who comes through and saves. Someone that comes through and makes things better. Someone who comes through and brings peace to a situation. That's a hero. And there are many of you who are unlikely heroes in your family. People have counted you out. People have touched you the wrong way. People have said horrible things about you. People have left you broken and had to put the pieces back together. And it was just you and God in a season. But you say, you know what? I'm still an unlikely hero because my testimony is setting some people free. My testimony is getting people saved. My testimony is finding, other people are finding peace through it. My testimony is helping other people get through some things. You are an unlikely hero. There are some of you who are breaking generational curses. You are going into that job and you're praying and you're changing the atmosphere. You are going in your house and you're anointing the doors with oil. You are an unlikely hero. You don't need to wear a physical cape to be an unlikely hero. You just got to be somebody that God says, I can use you. I see you. I'm going to help you conquer everything the devil throws at you. And you are going to be an unlikely hero in your family, in your jobs. Come on now. Somebody needs to say, I'm an unlikely hero. Somebody needs to say that I'm an unlikely hero. I don't know what you're facing today, but God says, I know what I put inside of you. In Deuteronomy, he says, I have set you apart, my God. I have chosen you, and you are my treasure. You are chosen. You are a treasure. You are a masterpiece, and you are an unlikely hero. So some of you, I'm telling you right now, you need to get up. I'm telling you right now, you need to fight back. I'm telling you, some of you right now, don't just take what life throws at you. Don't just sit there and think it's never going to happen for you. That's not going to get any better. That the circumstances are so dire. That you're not going to get peace. That you're not going to get joy, that you're not going to get a loving relationship, that you're not going to get that financial breakthrough, that you're not going to see deliverance in your family. I need you to fight back because you are an unlikely hero. Just like David, they counted him out. People didn't see him for who he was, but God appointed him. And when I tell you, he defeated Goliath. David defeated the Moabites. He defeated the Edomites. He defeated the Philistines. So every time the enemy tried to say, You can't do it. I got something else for you. David stood up and said, but I know who's on my side. I know who's before me. As the word says, if God for you, what can be against you? You are an unlikely hero, just like David. Don't let people count you out. Don't let your circumstances say it ain't going to happen. You are an unlikely hero. You can get through this. You will get through this. Just trust God. It's already been said about you. You're a winner. You are a success. David defeated every single enemy that came his way. And that's what's going to happen for you because you are an unlikely hero. There's something destined for your life. When you walk into your job, change the atmosphere with your prayer. No, whatever, somebody gossiping, saying foolishness, people talking about you, people who have hurt you, things that have happened in your life, you have the power to overcome it and change the atmosphere. Change the trajectory for your family's finances, for their mental health. Break that generational curse. It stops with you. You're an unlikely hero. You're saving your mother, you're saving your father, you're saving your children, you're saving your sisters, you're saving your brothers, you're saving your friends, you're saving the generations behind you because your obedience today. Say, God, I trust you. I know you've made me more than a conqueror. I know you've made me triumphant. I know I can do all things through Christ. I'm an unlikely hero. I can beat the enemy. I can beat these demonic spirits. I can defeat witchcraft. I can beat it. I can beat it because I know who is on the inside of me. I'm an unlikely hero. You have overcome every hardship in your life so far. What makes you think the circumstances are going to change? You have a proven track record that you win. Woo, Jesus. See, anytime I watch the Batman movie, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how bad Bane had beat him down and how sad things had got and how horrible the situation had been, I always knew at the end, Batman's going to win, though. That's been the track record, that he wins every single time. This unlikely hero, a boy that was put into an orphanage whose parents was murdered in front of him, became a hero in that same city that took from him. My goodness, an unlikely hero. Every circumstance in his life to try to beat him down mentally, emotionally, and give up. He overcame every single time. Batman has beat every single villain till this day. And I'm here to tell you, you are an unlikely hero just like Batman. You are an unlikely hero just like David. When they count him out and he wanted to say, I can defeat Goliath, this huge giant that everyone else was afraid of. But he stood up and said, but I know who's with me. I need you to stand up to some demons in your life and say, but I know who's with me. I know who's with me. I know who's made me more than a conqueror, and I am an unlikely hero through God's strength. My God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for every unlikely hero listening right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking strength, abundance, overcoming. Lord, I am speaking to every demonic spirit, any spirit of witchcraft, spiritual wickedness, anything that has been passed down from generations, that curse, that demonic activity, that spirit that has been running rampant in some households. I curse it to the root. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. It's time to go. Your time is up. Your time is up. Some of you need to speak that in your house right now. Tell some spirits. Go into your job and tell some spirits. Speak over your children and tell some spirits. Speak over your friends and family and tell some spirits. Your time is up. Be the unlikely hero. Don't just stand there and take it. You better understand the destiny for you, that you are going to win. The Satan cannot win. Let me explain one last thing to you before I wrap this up. God told me, we give demons too much credit. We give demons too much, like, oh, the devil running. The devil is mad now. The devil's crazy. The devil's one person. And demons are a few. Let me tell you, when they were kicked out, only a third of the angels were kicked out, and demonic spirits came here on earth. That's the word of God. Only a third. What does that mean? That they are far outnumbered by God's angels. My God. See, for every demon you think you have multiple angels that are appointed by God that says, oh no, not today. Come on. You need to understand the word of God. Demons ain't got that. They don't have much authority unless you give it to them, unless you make them think they got that kind of power. But if you let them know, when you study the word and say, you think you slick, but I already know you're far outnumbered, and I already know that you're already defeated, and I already know that I'm more than a conqueror, and I already know that you're under my feet, and I already know he's making you my footstool. Come on now. Somebody needs to speak that. Know your word. My God, thank you, Lord. Unlikely heroes in every house, breaking generational curses in the name of Jesus. And it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm at the point I want to invite you all to please give to the good ground of Living Word. There's going to be multiple ways to give that we're going to put on the screen. You can give via Cash App at LWM Cathedral One. You can give via Zelle at mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. You can also give at tithe.ly on the app. Type in Living Word Baltimore. You can also text to give. Text give to 844-459-0749. And you can also mail checks and money orders to Living Word, 6400 Baltimore National Pike, Suite 170-A, PMB number 221, Baltimore, Maryland, 21228. Lord, we speak over every seed right now in the name of Jesus that is not leaving their life, that you are going to multiply it. That, Lord, we understand in economic times, it seems hard to want to give. It seems hard to want to give a percentage when there's so many things that they need to pay for. But God, I'm asking you, speak into their life right now. Say it so clearly that I'm going to multiply this, that I'm about to bring favor into your life, that you are planting into good ground, and that this is going to work in your favor. This is not leaving your life. This is a seed that is going to grow and multiply in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in today and being with us. I want to pray the Lord's blessing over you. And of course, I want you to return to us next Sunday. We are here every Sunday at 11:30. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much again for being with us today. Again, I am Minister Sierra Brown. This is the Sunday Morning Change Experience. Have a wonderful rest of the week. God bless you.